Later that evening, Alexandra watched the prince lead another young lady through a country dance. Dressed in his striking scarlet regalia, he was a stunningly handsome man, a skilled dancer as well. There was no denying it. The lady upon his arm at present, moving with him through the steps of the dance, appeared to be foolish with awe and infatuation. Clearly, the prince knew it. He was aware of his effect on women. He had a way of teasing them with his eyes. Alexandra would be next, she supposed. Though in her case there was no danger of becoming infatuated, for her wounds ran deep, as did her scorn for this seditious family of usurpers. Alexandra watched him escort his partner off the floor and prepared herself for her own encounter with him. She would not giggle and gape at him as all the others had. She knew the part she had to play, and she would play it well. "Who is that man?" her stepmother asked the Duchess of Pembroke, who had been very kind to them that night, while many of the other women had given Alexandra cold looks of disdain for daring to enter the race on such short notice. "That is Prince Nicholas, Randolph's younger brother," the Duchess replied. Like a force of magic, Alex's gaze swept to the door at the precise instant the name passed the Duchess's lips. It was him! He was dressed differently now, no longer wind-blown from a ride in the park, no longer muddied or in need of a shave. He was now elegantly attired in a dark green silk coat, cream knee breeches and polished shoes, and his hair was combed and styled fashionably. Alex watched him approach his brother and speak in a manner that revealed an intimate familiarity between them. The Duchess leaned a little closer. "He is Randolph's private secretary as well, but I've heard rumours that he is a terrible royal." "How do you mean?" Lucille asked. "He has a reputation with the ladies, and no wonder. With that face, not to mention everything else from the neck down, a woman could mislay her virtue simply by looking at him." Alexandra felt as if her breath had been cut off. The mysterious stranger from the terrace was Prince Randolph's younger brother and private secretary, and a scoundrel on top of it all. Good God! She had stood in the shadows and carried on an intimate conversation with him. She had allowed him to flirt with her. Surely that's what he was doing when he touched her arm and told her he liked the sound of her voice. Had he been testing her, or attempting to weed out the women who only wished to better their circumstances? A woman such as she, who believed Randolph was not a real prince, a woman who had sisters to think of. How could he not have revealed his status and position? What sort of bad character would entrap a lady in such a devious manner? This was all a game to them, she realized, nothing more. The very thought of it infuriated her. At that precise moment, Randolph and Nicholas turned in her direction. Randolph laid a hand on his brother's shoulder and squeezed, as if to thank him for something, and together they moved through the crowd. "My word, they are coming this way," Lucille whispered, "and what a pair they make." Lucille was referring, of course, to their extraordinary good looks. Together, side by side, they were a breathtaking force of elegance and charisma no other men in the room could rival.